talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making right now. And remember, as always, the third caller will get a free Devil Radio t-shirt, custom designed by Crute himself. I want to start off with something in Milwaukee, in my hometown. It's a very, very good development. The Biden administration, the post office has let a contract to Oshkosh Truck, Wisconsin company, to manufacture between 50,000 and 150,000 postal vehicles in the next 10 years. It's a huge contract, a multi-billion-dollar contract. It'll be a lot of work and a lot of union jobs. There is a push, and I think that it may be successful. I hope it's successful, that the manufacturing facility be located in Milwaukee in what's called Century City, roughly 35th and Capitol. It's an area that can certainly use union jobs, good paying jobs. I'll tell you something. It's the location that A.O. Smith used to occupy. Great manufacturing company. I knew a lot of guys that worked there. Ali, a friend, other friends, Ali Thompson, well-known civil rights activist, also in Milwaukee, great union guy. Tower Automotive was there. This is the place where Scott Walker stabbed the train contract. You remember that, the train contract? We were offered almost $1 billion of our own federal tax dollars. We send more federal tax dollars back to the government than we ever get returned, whereas other states, usually southern and other states, where they have Navy ports, they have Army bases, they have space bases and all of that, get a lot more federal money back than they send in. And that's fine. We're all Americans. Wisconsin's a prosperous state. But when you're offered $1 billion to construct a train, modern, high-speed train from Chicago to Milwaukee to Madison to Eau Claire, right through the middle and northwestern part of the state, western Wisconsin, would have generated a lot of jobs, 4,000 union jobs at Union Pay to construct it over several years. And a lot of businesses created along the way. Scott Walker tore it up. Jim Doyle had already entered into it. Walker paid a $50 million penalty to get out of a contract that we were being given $1 billion to, and the construction would have been at Century City. It would have been at around 35th and Capitol in Milwaukee. So my fingers are crossed. I hope that we get it for Century City. It's an area, very high unemployment. It's an area that can certainly use these union jobs, and these jobs are not just available only to people who live there. Anybody can apply for them. And there'll be a lot of them, making 50,000 to 150,000 postal vehicles over the next 10 years at good wages. So stand by. It's important where that's located. But what's really important is that a Wisconsin company, Oshkosh Truck, landed this terrific contract. I'm really very, very happy for Oshkosh Truck. Okay, we're going to the COVID relief bill, $1.9 trillion. It's in the Senate now. They look like they're going to vote on it. They have to vote on it and pass something. They have to vote on it and pass something by March 15 or unemployment comp runs out. They've got to pass something. And the fact is, the fight right now is over the minimum wage. It should go to $15 an hour. And that's only by 2024, 2025. It's not immediate. The minimum wage adjusted for inflation in present dollars in 1968 was $10.50 an hour. Now it's $7.25. For Pete's sake, it's It's lost a third of its value over that time period, 50 years, more than 50 years. This should not be a big deal. Parliamentarians stripped it out. Biden and Kamala Harris can't put it back in. Progressives want them to. I'd like them to. But Manchin won't vote for the whole bill then. And then Kamala Harris doesn't get to cast a vote. It's as simple as that. Pass it. Pass it in any way you can, and then attack minimum wage otherwise. Pass it any way you can and attack minimum wage otherwise. We're going to the lines. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Hey, just on that whole Scott Walker and the train issue, don't forget the $50 million buyout. That was just for the rail line itself. We also got sued for the trains and ended up having to pay for those, too.
Yeah, that's so, hey, Dan, thanks for pointing that out. I mean, you know, Walker touted himself as what, a businessman? He's never, you know, this is a guy. Now, think about this. You're the governor. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Dan's making a good point. The governor, they go, here's $1 billion of your tax money, of your tax money. And Walker goes, well, you know, put it back against the federal debt, which is now $23 trillion. And they go, well, no, we can't do that. We'll just give it to California. And he goes, okay, that's what he did. That's what he did. And this had been a contract. Doyle had entered into a contract. And on that contract, Walker had to pay a $50 million penalty on the rails. Then he did get sued and there was more settlement. So instead of getting $1 billion of our tax money, which went to California and Minnesota and elsewhere, we paid a big chunk of change out of your federal, strike that, out of your state tax dollars, out of your state tax dollars. And he lost 4,000 union jobs, good paying jobs, and a state-of-the-art train from Chicago to Milwaukee to Madison, Eau Claire, central, south central, western Wisconsin, at no cost to the taxpayer. The cost would have been about $10 million a year to maintain it, but the revenues from it would have been exponentially higher than that. And let me tell you something else, Dan. The fact of the matter is that there's a multiplier effect in money. You spend $1 billion, it gets recycled three or four times. The economists tell us that. So that billion gets spent. It goes in wages. It goes for materials. It goes to people who provide services. And they pay taxes on it. They pay income taxes on it. They pay income and sales taxes. And when they, again, they use it, they buy clothes, they buy cars, they go out to eat, they pay tuitions for their kids. And the recipients of that money, when they buy clothes and cars and go to restaurants, also pay taxes. So that billion gets circulated through the Wisconsin economy three or four times. Some say more, some say that's it, but okay, that's it. You know something? That's a lot of cabbage. That's instead of $1 billion, it's $3 or $4 billion. And these people said, no, give that money, these are Republicans, to other states, and we will pay a lot of taxpayer dollars to get out of the contract. Now, why did he do that? He did that because he was running for president, and in his twisted way, he thought, I'm a conservative. I can go down south to Mississippi and Alabama and get their delegates because I gave up $1 billion. That is the twisted, vandalizing thinking of the Republican Party. And this whole subject started out, it's called Century City. That is the location at a roughly 35th and Capitol, roughly that area. Had been the site of A. O. Smith, then Tower Automotive, great manufacturing companies, some very well-known Milwaukee figures from the Central City had worked there. Strong civil rights activists, Ollie Thompson and others. Good friend of mine, Ollie, good man. Worked for A. O. Smith for a long time, then Tower Automotive. And that should have been where the train was going to be constructed. 4,000 high-paying union jobs, right down the drain. And we paid tax dollars to break a contract, And we would have had a train, a real good train. There are a lot of towns between Chicago and Milwaukee, a lot of towns between Milwaukee and Madison, a lot of towns between Madison and Eau Claire, then west of Eau Claire to Minneapolis, a lot of towns Would have loved to have had a train come through. Would have been good for business in those towns. It would have been a real opportunity. The Republican Party vandalized us. There was no good rational reason for them to do what they do. So this time around, we have Biden as president. We have a corrupt Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. But this contract got let to Oshkosh Truck, which is great for Wisconsin. Great for Wisconsin employment. 50,000 to 150,000 postal vehicles over the next 10 years. It's got to be constructed, in my view, at Century City in Milwaukee, simply because there's a place there. Plenty of workers in Milwaukee, and other people are free to come too. This is not restricted to anybody, but it's a win-win. It's a terrific opportunity. And it's one way perhaps to repair some of the damage from Walker having breaking the train contract, costing us a lot of money and tax dollars to get out of something that would have been our benefit. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.